producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Maybe I was wrong. I don't know.
What? How could that possibly be?
It happens every now and then, I guess.
Really?
So I am in the middle of North Dakota's busiest mall as we speak. And you heard last week when we, or was it earlier in the week when we solicited votes on where I ought to go to be on Black Friday assignment and observe these species known as shoppers. And try to understand what would motivate somebody to get up in the middle of the night and go out and shop to save $10 on something, right? So I'm just thinking, I'm really coming into this very much, a little bit on the, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess biased against the idea of who would do that. And thinking it's a bad idea. So my general viewpoint coming into this assignment was... Thanksgiving is for turkey and family, and, you don't shop on Thanksgiving. And I'm not a big fan of Black Friday creep, where Black Friday becomes Black Thursday, right? And that's happened over the last couple of years where stores open earlier and earlier and earlier.
I'll tell you what I said last year. It still stands. Have the greatest deals either the day before Thanksgiving or the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Have blowout deals then, get everybody's money drained, and the stores will be empty on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and then won't be a big deal anymore.
Well, two observations. So that was what I sort of like Todd, kind of thinking there's other ways to do this, whatever, right? But I have to tell you, there's a great amount of joy among the shoppers, these species known as shoppers. And
not shopping at all this Christmas,
to be a
or what?
Family. No, first of all, I'm not the shopper in the family. You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. You have to buy for the shopper, though. So you have at least one person you have to buy for.
Yeah, I just I don't obsess over that. There's usually...
Well, okay.
My wife and I don't buy a lot for each other, so it's like, hey, I need a jacket.
The wife always says, you don't have to buy me much. That's code for, you better be buying me something nice.
Not with my wife, no.
Yeah,
because, quite honestly... She'd love, for instance, a pair of diamond earrings, right? I came home with, a $750,000 set of diamond earrings, I'd be sleeping on the step.
Well,
I would, because
use your head here.
She'd say, I told you I didn't want anything. So that's how it would work. I'm telling you, it would. Anyway,
lucked out, because most guys, they know you don't have to buy me much is code for you better be buying me something incredibly nice.
Yeah,
don't break the bank though. I mean, don't put the whole family in hock to get it done.
Yeah. So it sounds like we have two schools of thought here on that front. We'll table that one until I finish my analysis here on the Black Friday shoppers, and that is that I am by and large pretty impressed that it's a family affair, that everybody's joyful, that this doesn't seem like an onerous thing. Now, one group of folks I sort of feel sorry for are the people that have to work the stores, it's all these crazy hours. But on the other hand, that's a choice too, right? I mean, you can choose to be in retail. And if you choose to be in retail, I mean, look, if you work at Bath and Body Works, guess what? You're going to be working crazy hours. You work at JCPenney, you might be working on a Thanksgiving. And we talked to some of the folks here at West Acres. Evidently, they pay pretty well for the holiday workers. Sometimes one and a half or two times. So, it's a choice. Yeah, I'll work that shift because I got nothing going this year, and I'll make a couple extra bucks. See, so that's...
1 year I did it, I got triple for working the Black Friday thing.
So this is all a long way of saying, what comes first, the store or the shopper? So, Manny, what's the answer? What comes first, the store or the shopper? He's not ready to answer. How about you, Todd?
Texter says JCPenney people got double pay for
sitting
for working the holiday.
There you go. Yeah.
She worked 3 to 11, got double pay.
So let me ask you, Todd, what comes first, the store or the shopper?
The shopper.
In other words, no shopper, stores wouldn't open.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're the reason the stores open.
Exactly.
Store or the shopper.
I mean, if everybody went broke on Thanksgiving being open because the traffic wasn't there or the people weren't spending the money, they'd quit that in a hurry because that's a crazy proposition.
Yeah. You want in on this, Manny? He's talking to callers.
Yeah,
Manny's got stuff
doing
to do.
His job, actually.
Todd and I flap our lips. That's all we do, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, if you want to have the... I've just had a bit of a, you know, an epiphany here today. I'm at West Acres in Fargo.
Whoa.
It is North Dakota's largest mall. I'm watching folks. Here's a young man, probably, I don't know, 30-something, and, you know, he's got a little baby carrier, right? And I've seen a lot of moms with daughters. It's a family affair. People are pretty happy. This doesn't look like it's tough work. They seem to be enjoying it.
So when did West Acres open last night or this morning or whatever? When did this store open?
JCPenney is here, and they open at 3. So, you know, stores were open and closing at all hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Texas says, have Scott shop Black Friday in his turkey suit. I think we should have done that. We need to make a note of that.
I don't own a turkey suit. No, unfortunately.
We can arrange that, Scott.
Unfortunately. Okay, so hey, welcome to a Friday, Black Friday edition. And now you've heard, I've had a bit of a, you know, an awakening here that what I previously thought was just horrific, and that is this shopping insanity that surrounds Black Friday, where people come out in the middle of the night, was really just dumb. I'm starting to change my opinion a little bit. Right or wrong, you can tell us what you think about that or anything else on your mind today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. That number is 800-228-0550. One more time, 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, as some of you already have, including the cruel individual that suggested I dress up in a turkey suit to shop. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, come on.
701.
Take one for the team.
226 8503. Now, there's some walkers. They'd be fun to talk to. I wonder what they think of this. They normally probably walk here at all, you know, regular, you know.
Yeah, the people that come in like 6:30, 7 o'clock and walk. And
yeah.
There have been people shopping for hours already at that point.
Their world has been rocked right now. Yeah. Their world has been rocked. So that's pretty funny. I bet they actually like it, because I'm guessing you would observe a little bit, you know, a little bit of what's going on. Did we find one of the walkers? Oh, we did. My partner Steve here, just he heard me chatting, and he was kind enough to find someone willing to chat
with
us. Has
he been out shopping?
He has, yes.
You hold
okay.
What's your name, sir?
Bob Anderson.
How are you, Bob?
Oh, just great.
My name's Scott. Nice to see you.
Yeah, Scott. Good to see you.
Yeah, so I noticed you walked by with your wife, and I assume you walk here regularly?
We do.
Okay, so what do you think on a day like today? Is it like people invading your space or what?
Well, actually, it's fun to see a lot of people. It isn't quite as bad as I, or as much as I thought it would be, but it's good. A lot of friendly people.
Yeah, so in other words, the routine is different, but you're okay with that today.
Oh,
huh?
Absolutely.
Now, how many people are usually walking when you're walking?
Well, usually, and it's weather-related, when it's cold, we're out here 8, 9 in the morning, and then it's not so many.
How long do you walk?
We walk about 3 miles a day.
Do you?
Been doing it for about 38 years.
Is that right? And how often do you do it? How many days a week?
Daily.
Every day? No kidding.
Rarely miss. Wow. Occasionally, but not much.
Does it help you?
Yes.
I mean, is it you
yes.
attribute it to good health?
Yeah. Well, my doctor told me back in 1978, Dr. Trainer said, you got to do something in your line of work. You got to do something. But whatever you do, be consistent. So we try to be consistent.
I should say you did it. Steve, did you...
Bob, have you ever been out shopping on Black Friday yourself? What do you think about all these people out here?
Well, it's fun to see people out here, but no... I haven't been out shopping on Black Friday. Usually, if I'm going to shop, I have something in mind. I go and get it, and I'm done with it.
Yeah. Spoken like a true male.
People doing it.
Spoken like a true male. Right? Just boom. I know what I need. I'm going to go get it. I'm out of here.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm with you. Thank you very much.
Well, nice chatting with you.
You as well. That's great. So even folks that you know have their routine, you know, tipped upside down just a hair today.
Plan it out, then you can get in and out, and you don't get trapped. Trampled or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly right. All right. So here's the deal. What's on your mind today? Is it Black Friday? Are you Black Friday shopping? you can tell me whether or not you're doing a little Black Friday shopping or not. We'd love to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And Deb, who did you find here?
I found Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Where are you from?
I'm from Jamestown.
You are?
Yeah.
And what time did you arrive Black Friday shopping,
Sherry? Actually, we came yesterday and started last night, but we were up at 5 this morning.
Is that right?
In line at Shields.
Did you find some good bargains at Shields?
Excellent buys.
Is that right?
Yes.
And Shields is not normally a sales kind of place, so.
No, it was great buys for what we were looking for.
Good reason to go in there. Is this a tradition for you to do?
This is a tradition for us, yes. We've done this for 5 years, and as long as we're able, we'll keep doing it.
It's a good time?
Yes, wonderful.
That's great. How many people with you?
Just my husband and I.
Oh, perfect. Well, enjoy the day.
Thank you.
You bet. Travel safely back to Jamestown, and good luck bargain hunting. Nice to meet you, Sherry. Appreciate it very much. Bob in West Hope's ready to go. We'll chat with him when we come back. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We're live at West Acres in Fargo today doing some Black Friday observing.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional farmland auctions in McLean, Eddy, Barnes, Grand Forks, Stark, Williams, Walsh, Adams, Burley, Divide, and Nelson counties in North Dakota, and Clay and Norman counties in Minnesota. These Pfeiffer land auctions feature exceptional crop and pasture land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Kickstart your savings at Max Black Friday Sale. Stores opening at 5 a.m. The first 50 customers receive a free $10 gift card. Get an incredible 40% off tools on Friday from 5 to 10 a.m. only. Stuff someone's stocking with a 9-inch Android tablet, just $59.99. Or get a Trail mini bike at $499.99. Look for amazing doorbusters and more Black Friday deals at MaxHardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So I got a hot tip that Kmart has fine jewelry on sale. Now, it's, call me crazy, but does Kmart and fine jewelry go together? I don't know. You think so? Yeah? All right. Anyway, listener was listening earlier when I mentioned that was something high on Maria's list. Bet you pick up a pair of diamond earrings for less than a C note. How about that? Very interesting. Emailer also says, I've worked many a holiday in retail, generally got paid at least half, at least time and half. Some holidays it was double pay. Yeah, that's cool. Pretty cool. All right, thanks for that. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Or just call us. Manny's
what?
Waiting
we
for your call.
We still do the voice thing? We still do that where we talk on the radio?
Yeah, that's a
maybe we become like the typical holiday table of people that just sit and text each other. Don't
Let's not do
each
that.
Other.
It's not yeah, doing that.
Thanks for dull radio, doesn't it?
Yeah, we want to hear from you. So call us at 800-228-0550. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota still. Helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. Gearing up right now for what's coming. And that is decades and decades of jobs and economic growth and responsible development. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Or find sponsors today. And if you're shopping today on Black Friday and want to get the best deal of all time and not even leave your home, the 4-for-1 deal is on right now through the end of the year from MyPillow. That's right. You're going to get 4 pillows for the price of 1. 2 classic MyPillows. That's the big ones. 2 go-anywhere pillows. They're travel pillows. They're really nice. If you're on the airplane or in the car. Buy now for Christmas, and MyPillow extends the money-back guarantee through March 1st. And people are really taking advantage of this deal. As well you should. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, so is Black Friday shopping a good thing or a bad thing? And if you think it's a bad thing, is it us as shoppers, or is it the stores that open that you place the blame for? Tell me what you think on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Bob and West Hope, what's on your mind?
Well, that's what's on my mind is that shopping thing. I mean, I don't make no difference to me who's involved in it. I've got a daughter that's in Grand Minneapolis down there. She starts yesterday at noon. She locked the car doors, and she was going in her first store at noon yesterday. And I imagine she's probably still out because today she got the day off, and she's still out there shopping someplace.
Now, so do you take that as a grandfather of a daughter that's doing some robust shopping as a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's a good thing for her because she's saving whatever. But I think when you do this, I do also believe that you're spending too much money. You're buying stuff that you don't really need.
Well, okay, but that's all. That's a problem we could point to, you know, all year long, couldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that the real estate stores, they want to bring more people into their business and whatever, and that's one way of doing it. And then later on, they can mark their prices up, and they can get their price what they want. You know, but what really gets me going, gets me in my chair here is, I've been listening to your show for so long and everything, and I'm getting so darn hungry. I can't hardly take it anymore. This your Cloverdale hickory smoked bacon. Nobody gives me anything like that. And
so
I don't know.
Well, you're not trolling here, Bob, are you?
I'm drooling by the...
No, yeah. Trolling, like, you know, hey, if I give him a little plug and butter up Scott, maybe I'll get some free bacon.
Well, no, I'm a capitalist, so you have to buy the bacon.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to know the advertising's working because you're craving it, see, and that should drive
exactly.
You to the store today to want to. I saw a lot of folks yesterday were doing the bacon wrapped turkeys.
Yeah.
I was getting all kinds of text photos of bacon wrapped turkey that was doing the same thing to me. It was tantalizing me.
There we go.
What I got to do is go down to a store someplace where they butcher a pure pig, you know, live, and go in and pick up a slab of bacon like I used to do and soak it down with little Mogan David wine and then put the chips in on the bottom of the cooker and stuff like this here and let it smoke and cook through that way with the Mogan David wine.
Wow. Don't drive after that, but otherwise it's really good. Really, really good.
Yeah. Well, I'd usually stay home because you gotta watch it, you know.
Yeah. Well, Bob's in West Hope. I'm not sure if there is a hit there, but...
Well, there's a few hits up here, but yeah, whatever.
You might smash into a cow.
Yeah. We did have 5 below this morning, though.
Ooh.
Did you really? Yeah. No. Yes. And I don't know if it's just because it's the first real cold snap of the winter or if this is just a wet cold, but it just goes right through me.
It's damp.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a damp air. And that usually happens when we get some rain before and whatever, and then you get ice freezing on the lakes. Like right out east here, we got the Mouse River, and that's freezing over. And all that air comes from the southeast. That's the worst cold ever.
I should give you some free bacon because you remember it's the Mouse, not the Souris, and that's a bone of contention with many of our listeners, Bob.
I know it. And I've been pushing that issue for a long, long time.
Nobody's been pushing that harder than Bob. You're absolutely right.
I'll bring some next time. That just reminded me. Remember, I was supposed to bring Lynn on some bacon up to Minot. I could just keep going to West Hope and bring some to Bob. I've got to do that on my next trip to Minot. I just remembered that I forgot to do that last week when I was up there.
Yeah, well, let me know when you're there. I could meet you in Minot.
All right. It's a deal, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Nice hearing from you. 800.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
You too. 800-228-0550. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Texter says, working at Menards a few years ago, I got normal pay, but I couldn't park in the parking lot. And rude customers. Best day of my life. Do you think they're being sarcastic about that best day?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad. That's really unfortunate.
But, you know, yeah. I did one Christmas season in retail, and yeah, Black Friday seemed to be... I mean, not everybody was that way, but you did find plenty of people that were just a little irrational or whatever.
I saw a great story yesterday. North Dakota Highway Patrol Facebook page had a picture of a note that was left on a trooper's windshield in Stanley last week. And the note said, "Thank you for all you do."
Aww.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you all for all you do. Just a handwritten note, windshield of a trooper's vehicle in Stanley.
Why don't we see more of that?
So cool. I posted it on the Facebook page. You can share it, Todd, if you want. Keyfire page, too. But that's pretty cool. That was really, really neat. Do something nice like that for somebody. That'd be good. All right. Tell us what's on your mind. Friday edition, Free for All Friday. Freedom Friday, actually. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Richland, Barnes, Grand Forks, Trail, Eddy, Foster, and Wells counties in early 2016. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry, a commitment to serve, and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative commodity board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election process, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find them online at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Just think about yesterday, the turkey coming out of the oven, all the fixings, prepared perfectly. You know, everybody's nice and warm in the house, and chances are that was thanks to coal. That was thanks to our lignite industry. And you're paying, if you're in North Dakota or Minnesota, among the lowest energy costs in the entire country. Plus, it's very reliable. Do you want that to continue? Me too. Which is why we need to come together and stand up against the EPA and the Clean Power Plan and what they are trying to do to affordable, reliable electricity for families and businesses in Minnesota and North Dakota. SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org to find out more. You know, I mentioned earlier that I had a bit of a bias against the whole Black Friday thing. Mostly because I don't like the arms race. I don't like the creep into Thanksgiving. But I have to tell you as well, I don't see mom and pop businesses really being equipped to compete with the mega retailers and their big, giant, you know, eight-color ads in the newspaper and the websites and everything else. And again, it's capitalism. It's the free market. So, you know, I'm always conflicted on these things. Now, I've softened a little just because I see so many families out here for Black Friday, which I think is pretty cool, number one. I'm also realizing that if none of these shoppers are here, none of these stores are open, so I'm not going to get mad at the stores for opening because they open because people come to the stores to buy stuff. Now, in general, I think valuing stuff, okay, is a bad idea. If your life is consumed with having more stuff, bigger garage, bigger house, bigger things to put in the garage, it's just no way to live your life. All right? It's not about stuff. Life is about one another and helping where we can and just being there for one another. It's not stuff. It's not, oh, I got this great jacket. Oh, I bought this cool video game. You know, now those are simple pleasures, I guess. And if they're kept as simple pleasures, fine. I'm not saying, you know, we all need to live in an igloo. But I am a little worried about just sort of the consumerism, if you will. It does worry me a little bit, okay? But I have been softened a little on the family side. Now, what I'm still struggling with is mom and pop versus the big guy. Do you go out of your way to shop local, to shop Main Street, to shop mom and pop type businesses versus the chain stores that are part of the ginormous corporations? Does it make a difference? Or are you just like, I'm going to get what I need at the best price, no matter who sells it. Kind of curious about that, too, today at 800-228-0550. It is a Freedom Friday, which means we're going to chat next hour, bottom of the hour, with our Constitution class expert, Mark the Freedom Poet. Will be here. We're going to talk about the Pilgrims, actually, and their role in freedom a little bit today. But we always talk a little bit about the Constitution. It's the Constitution class we do on Fridays. You ask for it and you get it here on What's on Your Mind. So we'll be doing that a little later on. How about this? Let's make it Free Plug Friday, too, because if there is a locally owned business anywhere out there that you want to plug, it's free today.
Well, don't forget Small Business Saturday tomorrow, too. So.
Yeah, I like that Small Business Saturday. You know, the small guy, the little guy, the you know, any of those folks you want to give a plug in. In other words, JCPenney doesn't need a free plug, okay? They really don't. But the locally owned small businesses.
Or that box store where you get your jewelry, apparently.
They keep the store going. No, that's Kmart. Kmart.
Now you gave them a plug. I just called them a box store.
Exactly. We're messing up. You call in the plugs. Who's really doing it for you on Thanksgiving? Where do you shop? Give them a plug. All those hometown places. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So, bit of a dilemma, Todd. I'm staring at a guy who's probably, 50 yards down the mall corridor from me right now.
Okay.
Walking this way, probably 25. And has a wife or girlfriend with him. He has a pillow in his hand, and it's not a MyPillow pillow. You think I should warn him?
Yes.
Let him
know where he really needs to get that pillow.
So, like, flag him down and say, look, that's junk, take it back and give him the...
If he loved his significant other like he said he did, or does, then he'd get the MyPillow. Otherwise, yeah. it's like getting, you know, the jewelry in the box, you know, the chain box discount store, and going to your wife and saying, I love you so much, here.
Well, let me ask you this.
Shoot.
If you're in the mall, you're carrying a pillow, you think, catch me out. You're fired up about this pillow, and some guy comes up to you don't know from Boo, tells you, hey, I got a better deal for you.
That's B. Scott Hannon.
See, if you're
dressed
weirdo.
Up as a turkey, you wouldn't be having this problem.
Some kind of a weirdo.
You need to be dressed up as a turkey today. That's the problem. Next year, we're going to make a note of that. Manny, make a note.
Yeah, those texters are really coming up with the
noted.
Good stuff. Noted, yeah. Thank you, Manny.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm just saying, if some guy in a turkey suit comes up to you in West Acres and says, you need to get my pillow, you're going to remember it. If some guy comes up, yeah, you may look like a whack job, but if a guy in a turkey suit tells you, need a MyPillow pillow, you don't forget that. You tell other people that.
I'll save it for next year. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Benny and I have both noted it.
Another thing I've noticed.
A message to Rev to make sure he knows, and then Steve, so between all of us.
I'm sharing my casual observations with you today. And by the way, questions are, okay, what comes first, the store or the shopper? Answer that one. Number two, do you in any way feel badly for the mom-and-pop, small-town, locally-owned, Main Street-type businesses on Black Friday? Sort of get left behind. Don't open up at 3 in the morning because they got 4 people working there. Who would be there the next day? Two questions we have for you today. And also, Free Plug Friday. So if you want to plug any small business, local business, you have a carte blanche to do it today. It'd be a very nice thing you could do, your little Thanksgiving gift to anybody. But it's called What's on Your Mind for a reason. So if you've got anything else on your mind, let us know. We are at West Acres in Fargo today, in the middle of the shoppers, to bring you some observations on Black Friday shopping. This was just to get among them and understand what's going on. But if you'd rather talk about ISIS, that's fine. You'd rather talk about Donald Trump. Did you see him, the deal where he's mocking a reporter that has a handicap?
Yes.
I'm telling you, yesterday I was amazed. He was getting just I mean, destroyed on social media over this. Now, Donald Trump said some dumb things before, right? And things he sort of, you know, whatever, talked back. But I don't know about you. I'd never seen any kind of reaction like that to any political person on Facebook. People were just mad. And if you hadn't seen this reporter from the New York Times who has a handicap, he has a bad arm. And
now, I didn't see, I saw the still of Donald Trump, but I didn't see the moving video. I mean, is he making fun of him, or is it just like...
It looked like to me, he's saying no, but it looked like to me that he was.
I mean, obviously, you could stop a moving picture and then
right,
take it out of context.
I hear you.
I don't know what the context was.
I think the combination of how he talked and how he was moving his arm, both are highly suspect. So, anyway, that's... I'm not sure it'll matter, because I think Donald Trump could say, your mom is blank, you know, the most bio-awful, horrible thing you can think of, you know. Your mom wears army boots, you know, whatever. he'd get by with it. Because
there are some moms who wear army boots. So.
People are not for Donald Trump because he's nice. People are not for Donald Trump because he's, diplomatic.
Okay, there's got to be a place you draw the line. You can't
I don't think there is.
Mimicking a guy with a bad arm and going,
you should not make fun of...
Again, I need to find the video because, you know, obviously this still looks incriminating as heck.
Yeah,
and
go watch the video.
If it is accurate and in context, I'll find that video, because if it is in context, that's an evil thing for anybody to do, presidential candidate or not.
But again, I don't think people that are Donald Trump fans care. Honestly, and prove me wrong. Prove me wrong by calling us if you disagree. Ted and Minot, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Ted.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, I just want to give a plug to Downtown Minot. They've got a downtown Christmas open house tonight. I have no idea what time it starts, but they got hay rides. Santa will be wandering up and down Main Street. They're going to light the Christmas tree tonight. And it's just a fun place, and, you know, Minot, we've got a big downtown renovation that's been going on all summer, so it's been pretty tough to get down there through the summer. But all that stuff is pretty much put away, and there's it's easy to get around down there now, and I want to just encourage people to come on downtown and Minot and check it out. It's going to be an awesome day.
All right, see, now that's kind of old-time holiday fun, right? Right there.
Absolutely.
Downtown. Yeah. So
a lot of us remember that from when we were kids. You'd go downtown around Christmas time and walk up and down the street, and you get cold. You have to run into a store and get warmed up, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of the stores have special stuff going on where they'll have singing and they'll have roasting chestnuts. Who knows what's going on? It's going to be a lot of fun, though.
All right. Well, they're worthy of a free plug, Ted. I'm glad you called.
You bet. Keep it up, guys.
Thank you, sir. 800-228-0550. Text Todd if you want it. 701-226-8503 with your free plug Friday suggestions. Stockman's Supply West in Mandan, says the texter. Great products and even better people.
Agree.
There you go. There's your free plug there. Uh-huh.
You know what else is going to be fun? I'm going to be heading up to Garrison later today. The Dickens Village Festival kicks off today as well.
Are you going to do the show from the bus?
I'm not going to do that. You know, we tried that, but... You know how it can be with a moving vehicle and iffy internet service and stuff. So, going to be set up at Ye Olde Malt Shop, though. So,
what do they call it? The Elizabeth?
The Elizabeth? Queen Elizabeth bus.
Yeah, the Queen Elizabeth.
The double-decker bus that they bring out. You really do need to get there at some point for the show, but you also do need to take a ride on the Queen Elizabeth bus and check it. They really do it up well in Garrison.
I love it. All right. By the way, Trandum Automotive Services, for all your aftermarket automotive electronics and accessories. And you can call them. I'll give you a number when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in, you're really better physically, you're better emotionally, you're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here as well. Our main man, Manny, manning the phones. Snurdly, he's a dandy. Give him a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So let me finish this free plug by email, and they're welcome by text, 701-226-8503. You can call us up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, so Trandum Automotive Services, aftermarket automotive electronics and accessories, so like AstroStart remote starters, seat heaters, mobile video systems. If you call now, they still have a few appointments available on Monday to get your AstroStart installed before the tough stuff starts.
Oh, you've got to have one of those.
Oh, my Lord. No kidding. And the idea that you could call now and get in Monday is like heaven.
Yeah, no kidding.
And John Trandum has been doing this for a long time. I know John. He's done Seat Heat for yours truly. And Astro Starters, but he's been in the business like 15 years. 17,000 Astro Starters installed. He's the guy that does them for the dealership. So when you get one included with your new car. So best prices in town. They do it big in volume. Here's his number, 218-284-8888. Those are the free plugs we love. Small businesses. Make this country go. 218-284-8888. Steve in Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I just going to go into on the topic of about the shopping on Church Day. You know, it wouldn't be that bad if people would just go to church. And I'll say the word for you. It's God. You said your life shouldn't be on just about shopping, but I'll say the word for you. It's God. And the other thing is, I blame this on Catholics because they voted in the wrong president, which is a moral responsibility to help people get on the right moral path. And a lot of it, a lot of it has to do with birth control. And because that is related to consumerism. I don't want kids because I want to go to Black Friday and get my stuff.
Yeah, I don't know that I put it all there. I mean, I think it's you could say it's selfishness.
Well, that's what the Pope was talking about.
Well, I understand, but I'm saying
consumerism.
I know on consumerism, but I don't think that ties to I don't want too many kids because I want more stuff. I think it just means, you know, on my career, my whatever. There's a lot of reasons for it. Is all I'm saying. I'm just confused
well,
about one
main reason.
Right. Yeah. Well, help me understand why you think Catholics are the ones that that are to blame for Barack Obama.
Because they voted him in.
What do you mean they voted him in? Everybody voted him in. The majority of Americans voted him in.
Well, what I mean is that they were the deciding factor. If they have voted the right way instead of a lot of them voting for Obama, I don't think that he would have been elected.
Well, yeah, I just think there's a lot of groups you could point to on that, but I do. I mean, you're right. A majority of Catholics who, if they lived their Catholic faith, would not vote for Barack Obama out of basic moral, you know, teachings of the church. You know, so, you know, there's no doubt about that. On the other hand, it's a topic for another show. You know, there are many people who were born Catholic or baptized Catholic and cradle Catholics, as they're called, that aren't practicing Catholics. So while they get described as Catholic, I would venture to say the vast majority of believing, practicing Catholics did not vote in favor of the president. But the number you referred to is people that identify as Catholic because they are, but they aren't necessarily living that. The tenets of the teaching of the church, Steve. But appreciate your call. Free plug for the church, we're going to call that, and that's okay. Bob and Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning there, Scott Todd. I want to wish you guys and Manny, I hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving and lots of family and friends and food and thankfulness. And I want to also wish you and Manny and Todd and all listeners a very Merry Christmas. And remember that, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I want to take advantage of that free plug Friday there, Scott. There's a guy just a little bit north of Grafton here, Scott Munson. He's got a really good sporting goods store, him and his wife. It's a true entrepreneur's fall, you know, mom-pop store. It's Scott's Sporting Goods. His phone number is 701-520-3020. That's 701-520-3020. They've got a lot of good deals. They'll, you know, save you some money on you know, firearms and such, as opposed to the big box stores, save you the gas from having to drive down there. They've got excellent customer service manners, and I mean, just all around great people. And They also occasionally have a concealed carry instructor out there to give the concealed carry test, the class one and the class two. So, just real good people. They got real good deals. I've bought 4 firearms from them through the years, and I tell you, that's almost about the only place I shop anymore. So give Scott Munson there, Scott Sporting Goods there, a call there.
All right, Bob, good stuff. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Marion Bismarck, let me get at least part of your comment in here. Go ahead.
Okay. The first thing I wanted to mention about Todd going up to Garrison for their event is I get HGTV Magazine, and this month they have a spread about towns to visit that have Christmas activities, and the first one on their list is Garrison, North Dakota.
Oh, nice.
I love it. How cool
How about
is that?
I'll check that out.
And I love it. Hang on one second, Mary. We're going to finish this on the other side of the break, if you don't mind. We have to break for news and pay some bills and get ready for another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Your free plugs for those small businesses. Welcome to day two.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.